Taking up the cross of Alleluia, Alleluia. plants of the Lord in the courts of our God, they shall blossom forth.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Multitude came unto Jesus, bowing before him and saying, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake unto thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell upon the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child, and oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion upon us and help us. Jesus saith unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child crieth out, and saith with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting. And they departed thence, and passed through Galilee. And he would not that any man should know it. For he taught his disciples, and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered unto the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and after that he is killed, he shall rise again on the third day. At that time there followed Jesus great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth, and he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before thee. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
As we think about our journey through Lent. God belongs to all free beings. He is the life of us all and the salvation of us all. He, both the faithful and the unfaithful, the just and the unjust, the pious and the impious, the passionate and dispassionate, monks and laymen, wise people and simple people, healthy people and sick people, young people and old people, just as the effusion of light, the sight of the sun, and the changes of the seasons are for all alike, for there is no respect of persons with God. The irreligious man is a mortal being with a rational nature, who of his own free will turns his back on life and thinks of his own maker, the ever-existent, as non-existent. The transgressor is one who holds the law of God after his own depraved fashion, and thinks to combine faith in God with heresy that is directly opposed to him. But the Christian is one who imitates Christ in thought, in word, and in deed, as far as is possible for all human beings to do, believing rightly and blamelessly in the Holy Trinity. The lover of God is he who lives in communion with all that is natural and sinless, as far as he is able to neglect nothing good. So St. John gives us a definition, if you like, of what a Christian is. The Christian is one who imitates Christ in thought, word, and deed, as far as is possible for human beings, believing rightly and blamelessly in the Holy Trinity. So Lent, if we are to become the person that our Saviour wants us to be, and as God has created us to be, then we are given a clue as to what we must do. We must imitate Christ in thought, word, and deed to the best of our ability. And each little step throughout Lent is to do with imitating Christ more perfectly. So it is an effort and it is a labour. It is not simple, it is not easy to imitate Christ. It is a labour. So as we journey through Lent, we must try to fight little battles, not big battles, little battles. So where there are things that we know that with some effort we can indeed overcome, it is those little battles that we need to fight day by day. St. John Climacus has loads and loads and loads of rungs on this ladder that's leading to spiritual perfection. He doesn't have one great battle that he must fight. No, he fights little things at a time. So he might fight the sin of pride. He might fight the sin of greed, of envy, of covetousness, all those little things. And as we, with the grace of God, defeat each little sin, so we will come closer to imitating Christ, who is, of course, sinless. And this is what Lent is about. People think it is about giving up this or giving up that. We should actually not be so obsessed with what foods we're going to give up. We should think, what little sins are going to be overcome this Lent? What little sins that we persistently do are we going to overcome this Lent? And perhaps see a week at a time. This is the week that we're going to do our best to overcome greed. This is the week that we're going to do our best to overcome envy. Those are the things which keep us from being perfect imitators of Christ. The important thing is that by Pascha, we have laid aside some of these things and we have become better imitators of Christ. It is almost impossible to be an imitator of Christ perfectly. Very few people achieve this. But St. John Climacus asks us to do our best, to do our what is humanly possible. By the grace of God, we should be better by Pascha, and we should have, by God's grace, defeated some of the sins that beset us throughout Lent. Amen.